This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damir Vandabla. The headlines. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda visits Assam's Sivasagar district, one of the worst hit regions in the latest wave of floods. Meghalaya's draft electoral roll reduced to 21,69,243 voters following a statewide house-to-house verification carried out under the SIR 2026. Nagaland government taking note of Assam's concerns over the alleged link between mining activities in Nagaland and flooding in Assam. And now for the news and details. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday toured Assam's Sivasagar district's Nepalikuti area along the Assam-Nagaland border, which is one of the worst hit regions in the latest wave of floods in the state. Deputed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Union Minister, during his visit, said that the scale of devastation was so enormous that it will take time to restore normalcy. The situation worsened with the death toll rising to 95 and the number of affected increasing to 1.6 lakh across 14 districts. The Union Minister participated in a high-level review meeting with Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and senior state government officials on the prevailing flood situation and the subsequent relief, rehabilitation and health care measures. He also visited the flood-affected areas of Nazira. He visited the relief camps, agricultural fields and residential areas. Assuring the affected people of all the possible assistance from the centre, he said the government stood firmly with the flood-affected. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday visited the landslide-affected areas of Mon District in Nagaland to assess the damage caused by recent torrential rains. Accompanied by Nagaland's MP in the Rajya Sabha, S. Pongnon Konyak, and Assam Health Minister Ashok Singhal, Mr. Nadda inspected the affected areas at Defence Colony and Techa Ward in Mon. During the visit, district officials and representatives of civil society organisations briefed the Union Minister on the extent of the damage and the ongoing relief and rehabilitation measures. Expressing solidarity with the victims, Mr. Nadda assured all possible support to ongoing relief and restoration efforts. He said the central government is working in close coordination with the Nagaland government to ensure timely and necessary support reaches every affected family. Meghalaya's draft electoral roll has been reduced to 21,69,243 voters following a statewide house-to-house verification carried out under the Special Intensive Revision or SIR 2026 with over 1.80 lakh entries identified as deceased, shifted, absent or duplicate. Releasing the draft electoral roll for all 60 assembly constituency on Wednesday, Chief Electoral Officer Dr. B.D.R. Tiwari said the publication marks the beginning of the statutory period for filing claims and objections, which will remain open from August 5th to September 4th. The final electoral roll will be published on October 7th after all claims and objections are disposed of in accordance with the law. The special intensive revision covered all 23,49,645 electors in the state through 100% house-to-house verification and digitization of enumeration forms. Nagaland Tourism and Higher Education Minister Temjin Imna Along on Wednesday said the state government was taking Assam's concerns over the alleged link between mining activities in Nagaland and flooding in Assam seriously. Mr. Along said both Nagaland and Assam had been affected severely by extreme weather and emphasized the need for cooperation between the neighboring state instead of blame. He said the Nagaland government was examining the matter and expressed confidence that the issue would be discussed at the state cabinet meeting scheduled in Wokha today. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired inaugurated the new Governor's Secretariat building at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. State Chief Minister Pema Khandu, senior officers of the state government were present on the occasion. Dedicating the building to the people of the state, the Governor said that Lok Bhavan truly belongs to the people of Arunachal Pradesh. He emphasized that the institution serves as a platform for dialogue, cultural exchange, youth engagement and public outreach, bringing governance closer to the people. The governor also called upon the people to regard Lok Bhavan as a house of the people dedicated to serving the welfare and progress of every citizen of Arunachal Pradesh. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has directed the administration and police to intensify coordinated efforts to make the state drug-free. He stressed that there should be no leniency against drug trafficking and crime. Addressing the task monitoring system meeting yesterday, he called for stronger surveillance, regular police patrolling in crime-prone areas and around schools and colleges, and suggested forming a special task force if required. The Chief Minister also reviewed the progress of key public services, including roads, power, drinking water, healthcare, education, and the Jal Jeevan Mission. The District Magistrate of East Khasi Hills District in Meghalaya has imposed prohibitory orders under Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, banning roadside cooking, littering and indiscriminate waste disposal at tourist destinations and public places across the district. The order, issued to protect the environment and promote responsible tourism, prohibits cooking on the road shoulders, viewpoints and public places using firewood, charcoal, LPG, cylinders or any other fuel. It also bans littering and dumping of waste in public places, forests, water bodies, drains and roadside areas. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kenchan Singh on Wednesday met Commonwealth Games silver medalist Jadumani Singh Mandengbam along with his parents at the Chief Minister's Secretariat in Imphal. During the meeting, the Chief Minister extended his heartfelt congratulations to the pugilist for his outstanding achievement, which has brought laurels to both the state and the nation. Lauding the sports movement in Manipur, the Chief Minister remarked that sporting excellence continues to promote the state's prestige on the national and global stage. Later, Jadumani Singh expressed his profound gratitude for the Chief Minister's encouragement and motivational guidance. He noted that the interaction had further strengthened his resolve to deliver an exceptional performance in future competitions. Mizoram government's Urban Development and Poverty Alleviation Department has restored 8 rainwater harvesting structures under the center's Catch the Rain campaign 2026 since the drive was launched in the state on July 14th. The campaign is being implemented in all the district headquarters. It was launched in the line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal during the 135th episode of Mann Ki Baat, highlighting the need for rainwater harvesting, water conservation, rooftop rainwater collection and groundwater recharge. Under the campaign, farmers are being encouraged to construct water storage ponds for irrigation, while household, private establishments and government offices have been urged to adopt or strengthen rooftop rainwater harvesting systems to improve water conservation. Commonwealth Games silver medalist Lovlina Borgohain received a warm welcome on her arrival at Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati yesterday. She was felicitated by the airport authorities, the Central Industrial Security Force and the various organizations with traditional SMEs, gamosas, japis and bouquets. Lovlina expressed her happiness at winning her first silver medal in her third appearance at the Commonwealth Games. She said the achievement has further motivated her and added that she will now focus on winning a gold medal at the upcoming Asian Games. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Department of Animal Husbandry, Veterinary and Dairy Development has issued a statewide advisory after foot and mouth disease outbreaks affected Mithan in East Kameng, Pake Kesang, Papumpare and Dibang Valley. Director Dr. Dungeon Longri said preliminary investigations found the infected animals were not vaccinated during the 7th vaccination drive, which was carried out from May 1st to June 19. 8 outbreak sites have been investigated with samples sent for testing. Veterinary teams and rapid response teams have been deployed for treatment and surveillance. Before we end the news, the headlines once again. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda visits Assam's Sivasagar district, one of the worst hit regions in the latest wave of floods. Meghalaya's draft electoral roll reduced to 21,69,243 voters following a statewide house-to-house verification carried out under the SIR 2026. Nagaland government taking note of Assam's concerns over the alleged link between mining activities in Nagaland and flooding in Assam. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.